Kildare Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Well, there's understandable frustration and anger in Selbridge. We were talking to some residents off air over the last few days. Some of them have endured up to 10 days of poor or no water supply, and not for the first time either. Two councillors are on the line with me now. Social Democrats councillor Nuala Killeen and Ida Cusson as well. Independent councillor Ida and Nuala, thanks for joining us. Nuala, we might start off with you. This is just gone way beyond the joke now at this stage and out of control. What's happening?
Well, the outage is today reported to be repaired by 8 o'clock tonight, but every day the parameters shift, and there's no doubt that there's a burst water main and there's a significant repair required. And obviously I do accept that engineers are working around the clock trying to replace it, but the issue the residents have is they've sought intermediaries really to represent them to find out what the story is, because every single day they were told, oh, there is water supply, or there's a little bit of water, or the water will be back by 5 o'clock, and people kind of self-problem solve and muddle through a crisis for a couple of days. But after 10 days, when you can't flush your toilet or put on your washing machine or have a shower, you know, you understand the difficulties that that might pose for a family, and especially if there's, you know, vulnerable or older people. And I think that the it's accepted in Selbridge that there's weak water infrastructure, you know, so people are always concerned about the water infrastructure, and, you know, they pile on development after development. And these mains, like that section was due to be replaced. I think we were told it was funded for replacement last September 23, because there was a series of outages at that stage. So it really needs significant investment. I mean, development contributions are collected all the time, and it needs now to be looked at which sections in Selbridge, and I'd include Leaflip's infrastructure in that as well, needs to be kind of scheduled for replacement and repair. We can't just keep firefighting the whole time and just leaving thousands of people without water supply day after day. And I'd be extremely critical of Irish Water's communication strategy, because I felt that they were kind of really gaslighting people by not telling them that, look, it's a bigger problem than we can manage at the moment. You know, it is a difficulty, and people accept that these, you know, things happen. Do you know what I mean? Things go wrong.
Yeah.
But it's how you manage things when they go wrong that's really important for people, and how people react to that. And then people are desperate to find their representatives to find answers for them. And it's very frustrating, and it's a very unfair way to treat people in their communities, in their own homes. You know, I just don't think it's right, and I think it's a huge problem.
Well, we got a message from a listener on Tuesday that says, back in August last year, I brought up the water issue in Selbridge with you. Yeah. It was about water pipes bursting, leaving the Hazel Hatch side of Selbridge with no water 6 times over a period of 4 weeks. Last Wednesday, 3rd of April, this problem has started again. We had no water Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, very low pressure Saturday and Sunday, no water again, which was on Monday or Tuesday, and this issue was brought up 8 months ago and nothing has been done. Ida Cusson, you're also on the line, and we were talking to you in Selbridge the other day when we met with you and other public representatives and residents as well, and the frustration within the community is palpable.
Yeah, good morning, Owen. Good morning, listeners. And indeed, if you can just imagine that every day residents living in that area, and it's from the bridge in Selbridge right up to the Newcastle Junction, every day that you have to go onto a website and say, will I have water today? That's how it is for thousands of residents at the minute in that area. So just some of the background stuff there, it's a whole lot more than just a burst, as we're all aware of as well. It's the ailing, failing old mains infrastructure that we're dealing with there. And I know back in September, whenever this arose, we had a period of days there where there was the same as this, not quite as long, but there was these outages. And from September onwards then, I would have been discussing with Irish Water and with KCC the option to have a priority scheme put in place as part of the leakage reduction programme. Now, Assets Planning have done that assessment of, and they have confirmed that they have a priority scheme in place for 2025. That's all great, but for now, what I'm looking for, and as Nuala has said there, Irish Water don't communicate sufficiently with either the local reps, the councillors, with the residents, with anyone. We get a little drip feed, just like the water, drip, drip, a bit here and a bit there. What we need are sufficient, clear, updates and also a plan on how they intend to deal with this, not just in 2025, but now. So our Cathaoirleach, Bernard Caldwell, has been in touch with Irish Water and has requested, I would say demanded, but requested a meeting of the councillors with Irish Water. And at that meeting, for us to get a clear, concise time frame, the data on what's going on, what their plan is, to impress on them the need for dealing with updates on a timely manner, to ensure they have a priority interim measures in place. For example, Bowsers, you see, we only got them yesterday. I mean, this is thought that was in today 9 or 10 by the time we got Bowsers. They're quite small, but we, if we got plenty of small, we could manage with that perhaps. We need more priority for the vulnerable water users. Also, an option that I would be asking them as well would be, have they any other plans that they could backfeed that area from another mains system? So there is often in our Quora languages, there is an option for them to back up, to have a backup feed where they could actually feed elsewhere into that area of Selbridge. I've asked them for the district metering area leakage, the unaccounted for water in that area. We have metering areas in the Selbridge Leakslip area. I don't have the data on that one. I have asked them for that. That will take days and days, of course. But the meeting with councillors should tell a lot, and then we'll be able to give a very clear press release to all residents in Selbridge.
Nuala Colleen, the problem here is, though, that everything appears to be reactionary, where residents go down, they want to make a cup of tea in the morning and they realise, oh, the water's gone again, or they want to go in and brush their teeth and the water's gone again, get on to the councillors, get on to Irish Water, and the system starts again, where we're waiting days and days for the water to come back. There's a lack of proactive measures here, is there not, to try and prevent this from happening, because it's not good enough to say the water's gone again. Can we get water tankers out, or what can we do now?
Well, actually, just on the point of the water tankers, we'd asked them for days to send out water tankers, and they said the scale of the problem was so large that they wouldn't be able to send out the water tankers. And it was only after, you kind of have to kick off, and then they'll do it after a big protracted argument with them. And it's totally unacceptable. Like, there should be a policy, an escalation policy. So day one, the water's gone. So that's day, you know, level one, day one, whatever. Then it should be day two. You know, like, really every day they've been saying to people, oh, sorry, the water's gone today. It'll be back by five. This is what happened from last Wednesday up until Monday, I think. And every day it was, you know, you're disappointing your customers. You know, Irish Water call the residents their customers, but they don't treat them like customers. They don't have service level agreements with their customers. They actually treat their customers terribly. And last September, it was said to us that they were going to invest in that improvement. Now, everybody knows the water infrastructure is very weak. They're very concerned about it. They're concerned about the quality of the water. You know, not a week goes by we don't have complaints about water, but when something this significant happens, where there's a loss of supply to a huge amount of people, the proactivity piece needs to be front and centre. Like, even the way things are escalated, the way communication pieces happen, you know, it's not good enough for people to be seeking their representatives to say, please, will you please find out what is going on after a week of not having water. It's totally unacceptable. Maybe in the first couple of hours after a problem occurs, you'd expect that, you know, with any big company, any utility, any, you know, that's fine, while everybody's waiting to see what the story is. But I think today is day 10 and people are like, will we have water? You know, is there water? You know, it's totally unacceptable. And the long-term investment needs to happen. It should have commenced last year. But the day-to-day management, the customer service, the media management, you know, you just kind of think like it's just nowhere. Like, they do have staff. It's not that they don't have staff to manage that. And so that's why I'd always say, look, we know the engineers are working around the clock trying to fix the problem, but it's the communication piece in the offices. They need to either training. I train them myself if I was allowed. Do you know what I mean? But something has to change, because this is the second time Selbridge has gone through this in less than 12 months. It's totally unacceptable.
Ida Cusson, finally, we're not talking about a rural part of the county here. We're talking about one of the biggest towns in the county with a population of 23,000 people where the water keeps going. It's unacceptable.
Certainly is, and it is in one district metering area, to be clear, as well. It is thousands. Thankfully, it isn't the whole of Selbridge, but we have had this similarly up around Castletown, which required similar to this, a capital assets management replacement scheme by Irish Water. To be very clear, the buck lies with them. That's what this is about. And it is an upgrade. We got one to Castletown, and that sorted back around 2019 or 2020 when there was huge bursts around the Castletown area as well. But what we really need to know is what measures, what plans, what's been put in place to ensure that any future bursts can be easily isolated. They have the Maximo workflow system. They are able, the hotspots are identified. They flag really quickly automatically to Irish Water. So what plans will they have in place from today, from yesterday, from last week for dealing with these as they arise? Is there a consideration of anything being backfed instead, ensuring no major outages to residents and businesses in Selfridge? So that's the kind of language and the kind of discussion we have to have with Irish Water, and we will be having that.
We'll keep in touch with public representatives and with residents as well, and of course with Irish Water, and lines of communication with Irish Water are open. If they have any update for us, then we would love to hear from them. Get in touch with us, and we'll bring it to listeners. But for the moment, Social Democrats Councillor Nuala Killeen and Independent Councillor Ida Cusson, thanks to you both for joining us. A message says that, good morning Owen, I live over the Canal Bridge from Selbridge. We are living in the middle of all of these outages. Within a kilometre, there are about 10 sections where they keep repairing the same spots over and over again. We are over the border in Dublin 22. We never get any warnings or answers or return calls from Irish Water. It's disgraceful. This is going on for years in this area. A massive thanks to KFM for talking about this and highlighting it. Another one says, I've lived in Selbridge 30 years plus and have never and would not drink the water, only bottled water for me, because Chris is of the view that the water quality is not great. Well, I can't comment on that, but what we're talking about this morning is the outages, and we now have some residents that have contacted us that are without water for 10 days. And again, to highlight that this is one of the biggest towns in the county and parts of it can't get water. Keep the messages coming in. Anyway, there's another one just off topic, wishing Ken a very happy birthday. That comes in from all his family and friends, and from Neville and Philip Hendy as well. So Ken Roo, happy birthday to you. When we come back, local issues around Maynooth and Kilcock, and an interesting one, Father Moore's well and his hat are to feature on a special programme on TG Cahir tonight. We'll tell you all about it.
Kildare Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. WhitewaterSC.ie.
Few more messages coming in from people in Selbridge, unhappy that the water is gone. And also Joy sent a message in with tongue in cheek to say, remember when Fianna Fáil brought in Irish Water and they were talking about billing people for water charges and the water not up to scratch in some areas. Alright, thanks for that message. Councillor Shamie Moore has texted in as well to say the national speed limit regulations are currently being reviewed and should be passed in quarter to this year. He says this will allow councillors to set or adjust local road speed limits, set up built-up areas and Jake's Law at 30 kilometres an hour. It would also allow councillors to select quiet roads for shared spaces, walking and cycling with local cars only. And he also texted in, we were talking about Age Action Ireland calling for the mandatory retirement age of 66 to be lifted. And Shamie says he's delighted to be 85 and still able to be wanting to continue working at what he loves best, representing other people who prefer someone else to speak for them. And Shamie, of course, at the age of 85, going for election again in the local elections in June. Another man who's going for the local elections, I'm sure, is Councillor Tim Durkin on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District. He's with us now. Tim, welcome back to the programme. Local issues that you've raised with Kildare County Council. And first of all, if we go to Maynooth, you wanted the council to look at revising the traffic light sequencing at the Meadowbrook Link Road in Maynooth.
Yeah, good morning Owen, and good morning to your listeners. For anyone who doesn't know the area, it's the Strathan Road and the coming out of the town of Maynooth, turning right onto the Meadowbrook Link Road. And what seems to be happening is you have the light to go straight on is staying green, the filter light is going red, then going green, then going red again. It's not letting a huge amount of cars through. So what's actually happening now, people are going through the junction into the petrol station, turning around and going into the filter lane on the opposite side of the road. So they have said that they're going out to look at the sequencing. I've spoken to staff at length about it, and the problem should be resolved very soon.
What about the Kildare County Council update on the provision of bicycle repair stations on the Greenway between Maynooth and Kilcock? Any good news there?
Yeah, so it's not fully the answer I wanted, but I've been asking for this for quite a long time. And they take up about as much space as a person standing in any area. And you can hook your saddle in onto the stand, and any little mechanicals or punctures you get along your way, you can fix them. We do have to discuss it with Waterways Ireland. It has been through the Transport SPC, and it was approved at that as well. So I would be hoping that I could get one into the harbour in Kilcock, the harbour in Maynooth, and just outside the back of the North Kildare Club along the Greenway, just in case anyone who's either cycling for leisure or commuting to work, if they have any little issues along the way, at least they'll have these stations to try and fix what's gone wrong.
Let's go to Rathcoffey then, and I know the village can be very busy around the school times, but also in the mornings, people travelling to and from Maynooth, etc., might take the road through Rathcoffey, and that's the reason you wanted an upgrade of the traffic calming measures and the pedestrian crossing near the school there.
Yeah, and there was, believe it or not, there was funding set aside by a former colleague, Councillor Teresa Murray. And that money is still sitting there. So I have a little bit of work to do in the background with staff to try and push that project forward. But I have, particularly outside schools, I've done a lot of work outside Staplestown, outside Strafford School, outside the Educate Together and the Grail School in Maynooth. And my next project is Rathcoffey now. So I'm going to push that on and try and get a successful outcome as soon as possible.
Would you be confident that you will get a successful outcome? Because, you know, it's been a while a big hello to Teresa Murray, but she hasn't been a councillor for a while. So why is that money still sitting there?
It was LPT money that was allocated, and there was thinking that a planning application would deliver some upgrades in the area, but that has been appealed to in Bord Pleanála. So that's kind of sitting in a backlog in Bord Pleanála at the moment. So to be honest, I just want to push it on. I'm hugely involved in kind of making safe routes to schools and ensuring that, particularly at national schools, the kids are getting to school safe. So I've no intention of backing down on this. I intend to see it through.
Finally then, did you get an update on improvement works and disability access to the Maynooth community space?
Absolutely, yeah. This is the space that yourself and a number of councillors and TDs did an interview in about 10 days or 2 weeks ago. It is on a list for upgrades. There's a couple of things to be done. There's a kind of a countertop which divides the space, and there's a step into that which is leads into the toilets in the back. So what I'm looking for is full disability access in terms of the front door, levelling of the floor, and a full disability toilet provided. It is really the only community space in Maynooth at the moment. It's a kind of a stopgap, I suppose, as such, while we get a bigger community centre for the town, but it really needs to be resolved as quickly as possible. So the director gave a subsequent update in relation to it, and she said that that will be looked at as soon as possible, and that plans will move ahead to alleviate the issues.
Fine Gael councillor on the claim, Maynooth Municipal District, Tim Durkin. Thanks for that, Tim, and good morning. Let's go from the Maynooth Kilcock Rathcoffey area over to Milltown, because there's an interesting programme on TG Cahir this evening that will feature Father Moore's Well and Father Moore's Hat as well, and Betty O'Shea, well known woman out there in Milltown, and of course integral to the History Society and the Heritage Centre in Milltown, joins me on the line now. Betty, good to talk to you again. Welcome back to the programme. Exciting times for Milltown this evening.
Yes, indeed, Owen. Good morning to you and to all the devotees of Father Moore. Yes, we're all looking forward to the programme tonight. We were very delighted when Annie Keevan chose to have Father Moore's Well amongst the items on the documentaries. There were six documentaries shown on TG Cahir, and tonight the fifth one is shown, and that features Father Moore's Well, among others.
And it's presented by Mancon Magan, who has travelled around to different holy wells over the last number of weeks. And it has to be said, tell us a bit about Father Moore's Well, because any time that I drive past it on the road there from Milltown to Kildare Town, it's always busy. There's always somebody going into it.
Yeah, well, Father Moore's Well, Father Moore was born in 1779, and he lived with his mother and brother at Rathbride. It's on the Milltown to Kildare Road. And he studied at Minute College and was ordained in 1804. And he served as a priest in the Allen Parish. Now, some say he was silenced, but I don't think that is true. We can't find any evidence of that, but he had a reputation for healing all sorts of ailments, and before he died, he actually felt that his mother was going to be very lonely, so he blessed the little well, and he told her that she'd have many visitors and would never be lonely. And that's back in 1826, and to this day pilgrims still come to the well.
And the programme this evening is going to highlight where those rituals come from and who the people are that keep the traditions alive, including yourself, Betty, and the great heritage team there in Milltown that shared the stories of Father Moore's Well and Father Moore himself.
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, there's Father Moore's hat in the custody of Michael and Anne Ford. And that hat then was in the a house across the road where poor Mr. Ford was unwell one day, and he sent over for Father Moore to come. But Father Moore sent over the hat, and the man was cured immediately. And Father Moore said that the hat was to remain over in Ford's house and to have it available to anyone who came with any ailment. And to this day, the Fords, right down through the different members of the family, Tommy Ford, and now with Michael and Anne, they have made that hat available.
Particularly for people, Betty, who have actually contacted us here to say, I suffer terribly with headaches and migraines. Is there any chance that we could get Father Moore's hat? That's one of the things that it's used for.
That's it. And every year then, we have a pilgrimage at Father Moore's Well, where Michael and Anne bring back the hat to make it available to people from all over the country who come with us and pray with us that day.
Okay,
and
very
that takes
good.
That takes place in the beginning of September.
The well itself is very well kept, Betty. Who's responsible for that?
Well, we have a lot of local people just come in, do a little work, Ollie McCormack is the president, and I, for my sins, are the chairperson. But local people come in and they sweep up, they gather the leaves out of the well, they keep it tidy. Jack Dunn collects the rubbish, and so many people come in there and do little bits of work.
And Father Moore himself, Betty, am I right in saying he's buried there in Allen, in the old graveyard, just behind the Leap Inn or the Lep Inn in Allen?
That's it. That's where he was buried in 1826.
1826. Okay.
And we're going to be celebrating the 200th anniversary. So we're going to start our fundraising. And there's so many little groups around the country. We have Father Carrigy up in Longford, who has his prayer group to Father Moore. We have Yaz Hyde down in Ballymaloe, who founded the Ballymaloe Foods. And Yaz has just published a little booklet. And that started the fundraising, because we're going to have a huge event in 2 years' time to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the death of Father Moore.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you before that as well, Betty. But if you want to watch that programme tonight about Father Moore's Well and his hat, it's on TG Cahir. Eagtriail Éireann Tubber is the name of the programme, and it's on this evening. 8 o'clock tonight, I believe, Betty, it starts. Isn't that right?
That's it, 8 o'clock, yes.
8 o'clock tonight, T.G. Cahir, Betty O'Shea from the Milltown Heritage Centre. Thanks for that, Betty, and good morning to you. Egg Triel Aaron Tubber, the name of the programme, 8 o'clock tonight on T.G. Cahir. Right, another message has come in to us from J.D. and it says, regarding road safety, there's a new estate in Newbridge called Curra Farm. It has an exit onto Standhouse Road. In the past few days, they have realigned Standhouse Road and put a new footpath on your left as you leave the town towards the racecourse. Since Wednesday, there has been one confirmed crash and at least two near misses that we know of, as they have left the road too narrow for two cars to meet and pass safely at the crest of the hill. When you reach the crest, you are just too far over to the right and you can't move to your left because of the new curb. You just have nowhere to go if a car is coming towards you. Could you pass this on to a local rep, please? And I'd gladly meet them if they want to come and see. Pass my number on if needed. That comes in from JD. Okay, thanks for that, JD. We might actually cover that on the programme tomorrow morning if you're available to talk to us. And if any of the local councillors have any response to that or any information, we'd like to hear from you. But thanks to JD for bringing it to our attention.